This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We continue to receive reports of significant displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, you know them as UNRWA, informs us this morning that nearly 47,000 people have sought refuge in 58 UNRWA schools across the Gaza Strip. Power supplies across Gaza remains at only 6 to 8 hours per day on average due to damage sustained to feeder lines and networks.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA.